Blog Talk Radio.
Please.
said, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You're gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You're gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Families and friends, I thank God for each and every one of you. I know God is working it out. I know you favored. I know you blessed. I'm telling you right now, if you don't think so, you might as well get your mind wrapped around it, because we understand that we're in the holy week of the resurrection of Christ. He didn't die for us just so we could look down and don't think we ain't favored. He didn't die for us so we could just so we could feel like we're having a rough life, a tough life. I thank God that it is God that died and laid his life down for us. And one thing that we can let the enemy know, that at the end of the day, we're going to keep standing no matter what. I know that there's some people, my God, that is listening right now, that they are ready to stand no matter what, ready to stand no matter what it looks like or what it is, they're going to stand regardless. Is there anybody out there this afternoon that you are ready to stand? I thank God that he don't save me. I know that it's 65 folks and believers that can give God the praise that he don't save you. One thing that we can let the enemy know, that we are not going to be no pushovers. We are not going to be individuals that want to lay down. We're going to raise war regardless of whatever it is and whatever it looks like. We're going to keep giving God the praise. Is there anybody out there this afternoon got a praise to give God? In spite of what you're going through, in spite of what type of news that you're here, in spite of how you feel, you still got a praise. Because my praise is not on the news, the person want to carry the news. My praise is not on what you want to do or what you don't do. My praise is not on your screaming and conniving ways. My praise is when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that it has done for me, I could give him a shout. Hallelujah. Did anybody got a shout? Hallelujah. This afternoon, I just got to give him a shout. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and shout out our fellows and friends all over the world, my God Almighty, and shout them out right away. We shout out you, Australia, India. We get blessed off of you. Germany, France, we thank God for you. Our long-time family partner, United Kingdom, God bless you. Also, Norway, we thank God for you. Canada, we thank God right here in the United States, California, Nevada, and our very own just coming on with us. We thank God they've been choosing us as a social media family. And we give God a blessing for you. Texas, you know you in the house. Florida, we thank God for you. Right there in our own back door, Alabama. Go ahead and send a shout out to your own self. On this afternoon, Tennessee, we love you. North Carolina, you in the house. Virginia, we see you. Illinois, God bless you. Missouri, God bless you too. Michigan, I see you over there. Pennsylvania, we got to give God a praise. Where you at, New York? I got a mother. I know you got a praise in your mouth. Michigan, you know you are in the house. But last but not least, we give a shout out to our listeners right now. Delaware, we thank God for you as well. Delaware. We just bless God to our families and friends, and we bless God to the peoples of God. I'm telling you right now that it is a blessing with your name on it. And I'm telling you right now, don't you allow anything come in your life and your circumstances to keep you unfocused, because the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. One thing about the Lord, he is taking you into a new place of increase. Some things got to get peeled down from the old for something new to resurrect. Amen. I just give God the glory, because he can do it, and when he do it, you don't have to worry, you don't have to stress, you don't have to feel as though that I can't sleep at night. I just give God the glory, and we bless God for his holy name. Listen, it's always a pleasure for each and every one of you to tune in at any time, regardless if it's our morning, 8 a.m., or at any time in the p.m. time. We thank God for each and every one of you all over the world that has trusted us as your church, social media, church family. I'm telling you right now, we do not take it lightly. It is an honor. And I'm telling you right now that every leader, every man or woman of God that you hear that come across this line, they are not playing with their salvation. And they definitely not playing with what they deliver unto you. It is always a blessing. It is always an honor. And I just thank God for you, not only me, the ADN family, and also my beautiful wife. I know she's listening. How she doing? God bless you, Lakeisha Spencer. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I'm so excited because what God is getting ready to do. I know that some of you might be in a press. I know that some of you has been pushing. I know that some of you spiritual got spiritual fatigue going on. But one thing that you can't stand, that if you keep going the way that God ordained for you to go, no matter what, it's going to pay off all. It's going to pay off at the end. You're going to give God a shot of glory. Even though things might come up and devastate you right now, even though things might come up, shake your spirit. Even though things might come up to bring a little doubt inside of you. But one thing I can tell you, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endures to the end. Oh, you are doing this afternoon. I truly believe that you are endure. Listen, I'm about ready to get fired up and get ready to spin, and y'all already know. You get one of these preachers a mic, these preachers don't know how to back off and turn around. So we're going to go ahead and bring on Mother Jackson. Go ahead and play us through for this old crazy pastor here. Get let loose. I'm about ready to let the beast, my God, and the Holy Ghost out of me. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come giving you the honor who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn, and everyone at ADM Ministry this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come once more, God. Come on, just thanking you just for another brand new day, God. A brand new day, God, that you allowed us to be here, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today. We glorify your name, God. We give you the highest praise, and that's hallelujah. Regardless of our circumstances, regardless of how we feel, yet and still we'll say hallelujah in the house, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. How we thank you, God, how you brought us through this day. You breathe upon us, God, with your love and your kindness. So we say thank you, Lord. Let us give you everything that we get, God, of emotion, God. We thank you today, God. We lift up every person that it is, out of emotion, God, on the airways and the byways, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, to strengthen them, God. Continue to let them cry out of emotion to you. Let them realize, God, you're the only one that can fix their situation, God. Nobody else can, God. We realize mama might be there, brother might be there, daddy might be there, but sister might be there. Nobody can do you like out of emotion, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. We lift up every minister that it is today, God. Continue to let them step on the wall. I come down, continue to cry out and follow God's heart on the road, shake God. Oh, God, how we thank you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every youth that it is today, God. Continue to strengthen them, God, in a mighty way, God. Continue to let your angels in the road, shake around them, shield them from hurt, all hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus this day, God. lift up every sick vessel that it is. God, we lift up the Weems family, the Davis family, the Mumford family, the Jackson family, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to heal them. Save, deliver, and set the captain free, God, because we realize, God, it's nothing too hard for you to do, God. You are the deliverer in the mighty name of Jesus. You're the healer, God. You're the keeper, God. We thank you for keeping us, God, in the name of Jesus, because we realize, God, we can't keep ourselves. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for a well-made-up mind, God, a well-made-up mind to continue to push it like never before, a well-made-up mind, God, to continue to lean on you, not to our understanding, but your understanding. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. Oh, Moshe, God, when you tell us to go, let us go. Be obedient unto your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We can't help but to praise you, God. Oh, God, oh, Moshe, God, today, God, we have a thank you deep down in our soul, God, that just want to cry out like never before. Oh, how we thank you, God, how you're teaching us, guiding us, leading us, in the way that you will have us go, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We lift up the nursery home today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hold on to them in the mighty name of Jesus, God, with your tender love and kindness, in the name of Jesus. Shield and protect them also, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God, for all things, God. We lift our families up today, God. We realize all of them might not be where they need to be, God. Oh, the Moshe, God. Oh, God, let us continue to pray on. Pray, God. Never give up. Let's prevail like never before, God, until we see the change come. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for pulling down every stronghold in our lives today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, break every chain, God. Oh, Moshe, God. Oh, God, let us keep our eyes on you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this peace that you have given us in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, there has been a time when we didn't have no peace. So we can truly say thank you for the Moshe peace in the name of Jesus today, God. Oh, God, come, think of our son, the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you draw us near to you, more and more to you, God. Oh, continue to let that hunger, the Moshe, God, that we have in your own heart, God, and that thirst in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, on this week, God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you save, deliver, and set your people free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them know it's never too late. Oh, but it's time to call on the name of Jesus. It's time to get in order, the Moshe, God. It's time to get your house in order today. In the name of God, the Moshe, God, don't let it be seen too late, God, the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, these are the last and evil days, God, the Moshe, God. As we cry out, more we cry out to the Moshe, to your people, let them know it is time. It is time to call on Jesus, God, the Moshe. You don't try everything else. Why not give Jesus a chance? Give Jesus a chance. He will fix your every situation. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We can't help but to glorify your name, God. No matter what it takes, God. Oh, God, let us continue to run after you, God, the Moshe. Run like never before in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the White House up to you today, God. Every government seek of our side now. Oh, God, we pray that you save and deliver the people in the White House, God, that they may make the right decisions in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, if they're doing that, God, let us know the bullshit, God. It's only you who can make the change and not us, God. Oh, God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Continue to pour your love in us, God, that we can love like you love. Oh, God, continue to lay your hands on our minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we can think like you, God, oh, Moshe, God, clean thoughts like you in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this day, God, as we bring Mother Helen before, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us get our heart in position and spirit, God, that we can receive your bread of life, in the name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this afternoon, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I dare you just take a few minutes and go ahead and give God an amen and give God a thank you, because I know he is worthy to be praised. Some of you just getting off of work. Some of you just coming home. You're trying to settle down with your day. Just go right ahead and settle down your day, because God want to get something to you. Amen. You've been giving out all day, and you've been giving out to the employer. You've been giving out to this individual, that individual. Now God wants to give something to you. Now it's time for you to turn around and be the receiver. I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited. You just go ahead and give God a motion right there in the midst of your house, right there in the midst of your home, because he is worthy to be praised. And I just give you praise, Lord, and we lift you up, because you are God. It's just something about the name of Jesus. Anybody can testify this afternoon. I know we shall not hear a lot of you, especially over the internet and international, some of you on the line right now, but just talk to us in the spirit. There's just something about the name of Jesus. There's just something about the name of Jesus. Amen. I know that many of you can testify on this afternoon, because there is just something about the name of Jesus brought you to salvation. There's something about the name of Jesus that keeps you praising the Lord. There's something about the name of Jesus that keeps you with hope. There's something about the name of Jesus that keeps you pressing. My God, I heard the songwriter say it is sweeter than honeycomb. Is there anybody can testify this afternoon that it is sweeter than honeycomb? I feel all right, and I just give God the glory, and I give him the praise. Is there anybody who is still in the prayer? Are you continuing to press him? Are you continuing to fight to stay behind the veil? Are you continuing to fight to stay in the secret places? Are you scoring this? Are you a winner? Are you an individual that's not sitting on the sideline, but you in the game? You ready to win, helping the team out, playing your part, so we can get the victory? If that's you, you go ahead and give God a praise, because this is a blessing with your name on it. I give God a glory, just give him a praise right there, because you're going to live.
Oh, hallelujah.
You're going to live.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The song can say God is so
late. Hallelujah.
But you got to believe that it's morning time coming. It's morning time coming. And you're going to make it. And you shall live. You just got to keep pressing through the fire. Keep pressing through the circumstance. You're going to make it. I'm here to tell you, you're going to make it. But you just feel good, you're going to make it. Touch family in the end, you're going to make it. Touch the financial families, you're going to make it. You just got to keep pressing.
Hallelujah.
Keep pressing. Through the storms, through the hope, through the fire, you're going to make it. That's all right. God got you. And because God got you, so just something about the name of Jesus, that anything that was dark is going to become to the light. The sun is ready to shine. And it ain't going to be darkness forever. And I'm going to wait. You're going to wait. We shall walk in peace and harmony and joy and love. I just got to keep pressing. I see the Holy Ghost right there. You're going to live. Because I feel the Holy Ghost, and I'm telling you right now, he is worthy to be praised. My God, what a mighty God we serve. What a God we serve, Mother Jackson. I love that God, because when everybody else want to cast judgment, I don't have to worry about that God there want to cast it. He loved me through it all. He loved me through all my issues, through all my faults, through all my shortcomings. He still got love for me. That is the true unconditional love.
Yes, it is.
God, for that unconditional love. Amen. I know that somebody's in there. I got to just say, God, I thank you for that unconditional love.
Yes, and I Lord, thank you, Lord.
Because of that unconditional love, you don't want us to be in pain no more.
Yes.
Because we're struggling. Because of that unconditional love, you don't want us to struggle no more. So we can say,
I
don't have to worry about the gospel and spreading my stuff and spreading my business. They ain't going to spread my business. They're going to come and do something about it. They don't have time to talk about it because they're too busy doing something about it. And my God, he might not find it out of them, but I heard somebody say that he will be right on time. And he a whole time God. I heard a song right there. Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes,
God, I just want to share something with you tonight. Amen. I did her mother. She's just taking a break. Amen. She's taking a break. So you can go ahead and call your sister, call your brother. Go ahead and call them, say, listen, Mother Helen is not on tonight, but that pastor is on tonight. So I guess we're going to have to just stick it out with the pastor. Amen. I know you did
some
better.
Amen.
It's okay. It's okay. Mother Helen's going to be back with them. Amen. But just go ahead and call somebody and just say, girl, don't hang up. Just say, man, don't hang up. Just pastor is on. It's okay. He's going to give something, but he might not do it like Mother Helen, but he's going to give you something anyways. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We just give God the praise tonight. We give God the honor. Listen, my God, I just got to thank you. I want to take you into deep salt tonight. I'm going to take you to deep salt. I love it when the Holy Ghost give us stuff and challenge us. I love it when he challenge our minds and challenge our intellect. Amen. Challenge our minds. Challenge our study heaven. Challenge every area of our spiritual life that we do with him. I love it when we get challenged. Amen. Because I think in the challenge, that is growth. In the challenge, my God, that's where you're going to find growth. That's where you're going to find maturity. Maturity is at. Amen. In the challenge. And I just thank God for you. Listen, we know that this is a holy week. Amen. We understand that Christ, we all understand that. Even the little kids understand that. Some of the little Easter plays and skits that we do of the resurrection of Christ and him carrying the cross. And we understand that he died on the cross and the other two men, one was a thief and they were robbers and different things. But one asked to dwell in paradise. The other had other issues. Amen. That he just had to go ahead on somewhere. But we understand all this come together, but I want to take out a little piece. I want to look at and focus on a little piece of the story that, you know, don't get much attention to. Amen. And I love to give things that doesn't get much attention to because it's so much a revelation and there's so much depth in it. Amen. To make you go into a deep thought. Amen. I want to talk about the individuals that was around the cross. Individuals that was around the cross. We had some naysayers around the cross. Amen. We had some soldiers that, my God, that put the whoops and put the scraps and put the and make the bloodshed. Come on, Jesus. He must nail them to the cross, was around the cross. So, in other words, we had some folks that doesn't mind slaughtering other individuals around the cross. Amen. We had some liars around the cross. We had some backbiters around the cross.
Amen.
My God, we had some individuals that they was with you one year. But next, they changed their mind at the next minute because they was walking with the crowd. Because of the crowd was going this way, they decided to jump in with the crowd and go along with the crowd, my God, and say, crucify you around the cross. Amen.
Amen.
We give glory and we thank God for the cross. But at the end of the day, if we could really identify and look at this call, that was a real messy place. That was a place of strata. That was a messy place. But also, that was a place of converting. Amen? That was a place of converting. My God, the one that wasn't a believer, if something happened that caught their attention, amen, God will cause something to happen in your life just to get your attention. Can I say that again? Let me say that right there again. God will allow something in your life to happen just to get your attention. Amen? He will cause things to happen to get your attention. Amen? You have some round or some naysayer. You have some individuals that soldiers and different things round the call. Amen. And they want to hear the call on his God. But something happened that, my God, that caused the individual to say, wait a minute, this must be the Son of God. This must be. Because my Bible tells me that when the Son of Man began to let his life and his life began to transition over to glory, transition over, my God, the Bible tells me that the Son refused to sign. That it was so dark you could just reach out and touch it. Amen? Amen. Something happened to cause that individual to begin to examine their decision. Let me say that one again. I'm going somewhere with this tonight. Something happened to allow individuals to examine their decision. Has anything ever happened in your life that caused you to examine the decision that you make? Decision that you make by individuals, by people. Can I tell you something right quick? Let's have a little praise break. Let me have a little praise break just for a second. If some people thought something about you, but because of you living the life that you're living, they are rethinking that the decision that they made, that they should not make it. They rethinking of the things that they said about you, they wish they never said about you. They rethinking of the things that they've done to you, they wish they never been to you. Because somebody done touched heaven, and because if they touched heaven, you done became the chosen one. And the enemy tonight is the chosen one. My God, you might not be the favorite in your family, but you the chosen one over here. You might not have the best finances, or you probably can get the raise, or you probably can get that new promotion like you wanted, because they favor somebody else. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God favor you over here. You are favor over here. My God, somebody need to tell themselves tonight that I am favor. I am favor. I am favor. There ain't nothing that you could do about it to change the favor that God has on my life. I feel a hoop in my heart. Y'all got to help me here tonight.
Hallelujah.
You are favored. And because of you are favored, and because God favored you, and just something always got to happen. And sometimes God got to pull your culture. See, many of us think we're going through things because of the devil. Many of us think we're going through things because we're going through a test. Sometimes God got to pull your culture just to remind you that you are favored. Sometimes he got a lot of things that shake you just to remind you that you are favored. Sometimes God got to cause things in your life to let you to make you a believer that I am the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got a question I want to ask you tonight. Where do you fall in your belief? What type of believer are you? Are you a believer that you don't believe unless something has to happen? Unless something got to be proven to you before you believe. Or are you a believer that it doesn't have to happen? I believe that God said, and then so shall it be.
Amen.
I want you to answer it right now and answer in the church lingo, because we know the first answer in the church lingo. I'm a believer because God said it. I want you to really, really look into yourself. What type of believer are you in your situation? What type of believer are you in your life? Are you a believer in your own personal life that something got to be proven to you? What type of believer are you? So it's really just a ways to believe, saints of God. We take this one thing like, hey, I believe, yeah, you believe that he died on the cross, but what type of belief are you? Are you believing because it's biblical? Are you believing because somebody said it? Or a crazy bald-headed preacher just like myself that they're getting to preach it? Or you believe it because you don't experience it? What type of believer are you? What type of believer that you, what type of believer that you are walking with God? Do things got to happen? Do you got to see the money come in your account before you believe? Do you got to get a report from the doctor before you believe? Y'all hear me tonight, my goodness.
Man,
do things got to come and to manifest in your life before you believe? What type of believer are you? That's the question that I want to ask you tonight. Because we haven't seen God. Back in that time, we haven't seen him actually died on the cross. But we believe. Why do you believe? We have not experienced like the disciples did. Caesar, when he resurrected and he walked with them. Because we have not seen it out of our personal eyes, do you really believe? Sometimes we can get caught up into the church steps and we can get caught up into the emotion. But when we shut it down and realistic at the end of the day, the question that we can really ask ourselves, are we really a believer or are we caught up in the hype?
Amen.
Are we really a believer or are we caught up in the hype? If we get caught up in the hype, because watch this, when things go wrong in our personal life and all hell and chaos and different things go, we begin to shake in our knees, we begin to roll, and we begin to scrap.
Amen.
Is that the believer in God, or does the believer need something to believe by? Brothers and sisters, people of God, everyone that is listening tonight, my God, nationally, internationally. And we're going to believe in the Father. And we're going to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. We shall not allow anything that comes into our life to shake our faith.
Amen.
We shall not allow any report to come into our life that will bring us to the place of that belief. A little faith.
Oh, Jesus.
What type of believer are you? Is either you're all in or you're not in at all? I'd rather be all in. I'd rather be all in.
Amen.
I could just sit here and just testify, God, you've been good. Because it's not what somebody preaches, not what I read in the Bible. It's not the King James Version, the NIV Version, the English Standard Version, the Study Version, the Women's Bible, or all these, my God, commentaries and all these Bibles and everything, because I experienced that He is God. And certain things in your life, certain things that you don't want in your life, you can testify that nobody, no man, and no woman could brought me out of this. I couldn't bring myself out of this. So God
Amen.
Somewhere. It's got to be something somewhere.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, this type of believer that one minute we all in with God, next minute I need something to show. I need something
Amen.
To help me with my belief. I need something. We sometimes believers. We sometimes. Are we a sometime believer that I believe, you know, I remember that I believe that I have to say that he can do it. I have to say that everything's going to be all right. I have to say but I can't believe it. And somebody don't drop me to my knees and I'm wondering, God, have you left me? I'm wondering, God, where are you? I'm wondering, God, is you still around? Or you ain't, or is it really is a God? If they put you on this territory, why? Is this a lie? Have we people brainwashed me? Have we people spoke my own stuff and he ain't for real? Where is it, God? God, tell me, if you for real, can you just show something for me? Not to walk my head over, push a chair, do something to let me know. You are there. What type of believer are you?
Jesus.
Oh, I can't get no help tonight. What type
Jesus.
Of believer are you? What type of believer are you?
Come on.
My goodness.
Amen.
It was around the cross. There was many individuals around the cross. There was many nations around the cross. There was soldiers around the cross. Some, there was a lot of them around the cross that thought he was a madman. There was some that yelled out, if you could be the son of God, you come off that cross. Save yourself. There was many of them because what they were doing, they were having a hard time within themselves. They were trying to believe, but they would not believe unless they had something to believe by. What are believers?
Come on. Amen.
Oh, I can't get no help tonight.
Hallelujah.
I can't get no help. It was in all the nations. It was in all the people saying, crucify him, crucify him. But on the same ones in that same group, they were struggling within themselves. If this can be, is this the Son of Man? Many of you tonight, you struggling within yourself. Let me bring this on home for the DJ to help us play some music. Many of you tonight, you struggling within yourself. Can I be the next millionaire in my family? Can I make it so illness? Many of you are struggling tonight. Can I get delivered? Can I get set free? Can God come in and rescue me? Many of you struggling tonight. But I'm here to tell you, the same God, that God is the same God that resurrected. You don't have to struggle no more. Somebody need to tell themselves, my struggle is over, my struggle is over. My struggle is over because of the cross. My struggle is over because of the cross.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Jesus.
The type of believer are you?
Oh, yeah.
And that night, many people, I'm going to give you the exodus of this and I'm going to go. On that
Jesus.
Night, on that day, many people, even today, we take witness of the stripes. We take witness of the thorns. We talk about the blood. We talk about the shed. We talk about the nails that went in.
Yeah.
We talk about the thorns that went on top. We talk about the piercing in the side. We talk about the blood that is laid on the cross. And one thing that we are to miss, one thing that we are missing, and even on that cross, Jesus was still working, the souls that got converted that day, that God made a belief.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I'm here to tell each and every one of you tonight and encourage you tonight. Some of you are on the cross. Some of you are getting pierced in your side. Some of you, it seems like life is taking you through a crucifixion. And
oh,
all of it is just naysayers and sitting around the cross. They're watching the gospel and they got nothing to say. Even some that just want to kick dirt off on you, and even some just want to take out their sword and stab you. But all I'm here to tell you, if you can hold out just a little while longer, every minister that is around the cross that is looking at you right now like a dead Jesus, that God's going to get ready to make a believer out of them. Y'all didn't hear me tonight. God's going to get ready to make a believer out of your enemies, out of the nations, out of the world that doesn't have faith in you, in your God. My God, God's going to make a believer out of them because he's going to raise you up. No longer you shall be that hell. You're going to get ready to be God's going to get ready to restore everything back into your life. God's going to get ready to give you that new healing. You're going to have that new walk. You're going to have that new talk. And because of the resurrection, because God's going to revive you, because you're going to get reborn again,
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to get out of place. I'm not going to get out of place. know you are risen right now.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord,
hallelujah.
Jesus, stand on the cross. Let him say no, because I'm going to redirect you out of the situation.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to give him something to see. Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's why you got to stay praying. That's why you got to stay on this thing. That's why you got to keep praying. You got to keep going.
Lord.
You got to make sure it's around you like Jesus. You have the words that is going back and forth. You have the words that is stabbing you. That's causing blood to bloodshed, blood tears. You stay on the cross. You stay. Because at the end of the day, the resurrection power is not yours.
Yes.
It is the Lord. And also to get ready to go into my resurrection season. Everything in my life, my finances in a rhythm. going to be resurrected. They try to find the same God you serve, try to get their finances turned around.
Yes,
press
Lord.
On, my brother.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Press on, my sister.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be a testimony.
Oh, you're
going to be a
witness. Hallelujah.
Listen, I just blessed the living God. Brother,
yes,
yes. This was one of these Sunday morning messages. My goodness, I want to revisit this again one day. But I'm telling you right now, sisters and brothers, the biggest moment of the kingdom, it was not because Jesus died on the cross, and because individuals around that cross been converted that day into believers.
Amen. Hello, Jose.
Amen.
Yes.
But you're just suffering. And we're not waiting up there from heaven to destroy everybody.
Come on.
How can a man go through all this lying on?
Yes.
And still keep his integrity.
Yes, yes, yes.
Still keep his integrity. Somebody looking at your life.
Yes.
And because of your life, because of your wealth, because they don't try everything that they could have tried, but yet they stay focused.
Hallelujah.
Because God's going to use you to bring salvation to them.
Yes, Lord.
To bring salvation to them.
Hallelujah.
The Son of Man had a assignment that he had to fulfill. That wasn't a problem. But that's assignment. This is where a lot of us get messed up at. You think that it's the assignment, to them to die on the cross. That was the mission. That wasn't the assignment. The mission was for them to die. But the assignment was to bring salvation to every one of us so they can have a chance of eternal life.
Amen.
And everybody was on the cross. A lot of them was converted. It was the soldiers that day. So that's what Jesus said.
Yes.
Because now we have lives that had a cold heart. They are coming to be a believer.
Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah.
Because
yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes. Because all the pain and suffering you went through, now you can get rid of it and receive it. It's finished.
Yes.
It's finished. Because you won't be struggling over finances no more. It's over. It's finished.
All right. Jesus.
You got to go through the mission.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
We got to complete the assignment aspect.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost. Not only Jesus completed the mission, he completed the assignment. Many people think that the assignment was finished when he died on the cross. No, it wasn't. The assignment was finished when he resurrected from the grave. And it wasn't so much of the joy of his resurrection, because God, he doesn't boast on his own power. He was rejoiced when Jesus went down to hell and took the key.
Yes.
He went down to hell to reach the lost soul, to bring them out of place of captivity, to bring them out of place of sorrow, my God, separation. He was only living out of pressure. Jesus was only living out of pressure, not of hell.
He was
only living out of captivity.
Yes.
Jesus saved the world and out of the captivity place. And if he raised the wretch and came from that place, that's when the assignment was finished.
Yes,
that's when the assignment was finished.
Man.
Come out of that chain.
Come on.
Because somebody was waiting on you.
Amen.
So they could come on over to Christ for their salvation.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
God bless each and every one of you tonight.
Mm.
I hope this was something said that really helped you for your everyday life and keep you moving forward. All over the world, our international partners and our international listeners, we thank God for you as well. Let's remember that it's much more to the cross other than he been stabbed and he been bloodshed and different things. It was people who didn't save around the cross. He really prayed to let individuals out of captivity. It wasn't a case where we say he died. No, no, it wasn't just death. He was still on his assignment. He was still on his assignment, even in the transition. Because
Amen.
We don't want me or either you to be in a place of captivity no more. You don't have to
Amen.
Be in a place of captivity with your life. Come out of that tomb. Come out of that grave. Because
yes.
God paid
Amen.
It all. He paid it all. Come out of that rejection. Don't let
Amen.
It hold you down.
Yes.
Go through and walk out of that infirmity. Don't let it keep
Amen.
You down. Don't let it
the
keep
Lord,
you down.
Yes, Lord.
Because a man that paid it all. And when he said
yes.
it was finished, he was talking about the mission. But the assignment
Amen.
Wasn't finished until he ascended back up into heaven and sat on the
Amen.
Right side of his Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you all. I hope you're blessed. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We're going to be right back here. This is why you need to pray. You stay in the Word of God because God will unfold different things unto you, show you different things. The Holy Ghost will take the scales off your eyes and show you new depthness and show
Hallelujah.
You new revelation so you can keep walking and striving into success in your everyday life. That's what the kingdom wants you to do. Be successful in your everyday life. But most of all, my God, you have a great relationship with the Father. This man, ADM, Apostle Temple, and also Lakeisha Spencer and the ADM family. Pastor Smith going to be right back with us tomorrow. We send a shout out to everybody, and I love you all. Listen, do not miss, my God, our Easter service. We want you in the house. We're going to have a Holy Ghost power pack good time. And I believe that as tonight, as God was said, my God, we're going to deal with what the cross is all about. People being healed, being delivered, salvation is coming. Coming out of, my God, a rejection place and a place of bondage.
Amen.
And you can be
Amen.
Set free. It's time for you to resurrect out of the tomb, out of the grave in your personal life, because it
Amen.
Is your time. We love you. God bless each and every one of you. Thank God for my family and friends over there on the meeting line, the couples line. We know you're listening in. We thank
Amen.
God for you as well. And Pastor say peace. We love you. Good night. God bless each and every one of you. Amen and amen.
Amen.